Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Menaches Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Karbanes HaTzibra V'Hayachid. The Silas, the flower, by a Karban Mincha, whether it's a Karban Tzibra or a Karban Yachid. Boim, it can come, Min Ha'aretz U'Mechutz La'aretz. From Tfua, from grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael, or from Tfua that came from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Min HaChadash, or min hayashan, it can come from the new tfua or from the old tfua. What does this mean, new or old? New means this year's crop. Old means from previous years. Now, bear in mind that the tfua that grows this year can't be used until they're makor of the shtei halachem on Shavuos. For your regular challah and sandwich that your mother makes for you for lunch, the second day of Pesach is matter the nutfua. For karbonos, you have to wait for the shtei halechem on Shavuos. Now, remember our rule that every rule has an exception, including this rule that every rule has an exception because some don't. What is the exception to the rule that kol karbonos hatzibra v'ayachid boim min ha'aretz v'mechutz la'aretz v'min ha'chadash v'min ha'yashan, zok ha'mishna v'ayter, chutz min ha'omer shtei halechem, except for the barley that has to be brought for the karbon omer on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei halechem on Shavuos, she'einan boim, they can't come, ella only min ha'chadash, from the tfua of this year, that became ripe this year, u'min ha'aretz, and only from Eretz Yisrael. By the carbon oimer, the pasuk says, v'haveisem es oimer reishis kitzirchem, the new tfua, and that of course is matir, the new tfua, like we explained, for everybody. And in regard to the shtei alechem, it says, bekurei kitzir chitim. The batanur learns that the oimer comes from a new tfua from a different pasuk, min chachadash, but either way, that's the halacha. The Omer and the Shtei Lechem are different than other Menachos. The Tfua can only come from this year, and it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. Vayter says the Heilige Mishnah, V'kulam einan boim ele min ha-mufcher, and all the Menachos come only from the choice ingredients. Mufcher means the best, like Asher Bachar Banu. You chose us. V'ezu mufcher, what's called the best? So the Mishnah tells us, Silas, flour that comes from a place called Michmas, Zaynicha, and from Mizaynicha, Alpha Lasilas. That's like grade A. It's Aleph. It's the best for fine flour. Just like the Aleph is the first for all the icy ice, so it's Alpha Lasilas. Shneelahem, second to them, I guess if that's not available, is Chafarayim, Silas that comes from Chafarayim, Babika, in the valley. Almost as good, but not quite as good. Now, what do we mean in the valley? Because there were two Chafarayim, says the Batanura. One was up on the mountain, one was in the valley. So the one that's in the valley, that has the good one. Says the Mishnah, Kalu Aratzis Hayaksheirais, all lands were kosher for flour. Again, we're talking about flour for the Menachais. Elamikan Hayamivim. But they would bring it from here because you wanted to bring it from the best. Now the Batanura explains, Kalu Aratzis means all the lands in Eretz Yisrael were kosher for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Eretz Yisrael was divided into different lands. There's Yehuda, there's Eber Yarden, there's Galil, so it was all kosher. From the Rambam, it is Mashma. Then when the Mishnah says, Kalu Aratzis, it's referring to all Menachos besides for the Omer and Shtei Alechem, and it's saying all lands all over the world are kosher. You can even bring the wheat from Kansas. But, try to bring it from the best place. Okay, so quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that the flour for all Menachos, public and private, can come either from Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, from either the new tfua or old tfua, with the exception of the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. They can only come in HaChadash and from Eretz Yisrael. They have to come from choice ingredients, and where's the best? Michmas and Mizaynicha are alpha, they're like the grade A, the top for flour. Second to the best is the Chafarayim that's in the valley. The Mishnah concluded by telling us that Kalu Aratzis HaYaksheirais, the way the Batanura learns, that means all of the lands within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are kosher for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, but they would try to bring it from the best places.